Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, December 14th. I'm Charlotte Gartenberg for the Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks finish lower after the Federal Reserve raises interest rates by another 0.5 percentage point and signals more hikes to come. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 142 points, or 0.4%, to finish at 33,966. The S&P 500 was down 24 points, or 0.6%, and the NASDAQ finished 86 points lower, or 0.8%. Here's Wall Street Journal markets reporter Akani Otani.
The Fed was projecting that interest rates are going to have to rise higher than they thought a couple of months ago in 2023. And, you know, overall, that's bad news for investors who've been hoping the Fed's going to hit the pause button pretty soon. But the Fed also mentioned things that sort of gave investors some reasons for optimism. One was that Powell sort of spoke about his belief that the soft landing is still possible. In other words, it's not necessarily a sure thing that we're going to go into recession next year.
Financial stocks, which are sensitive to interest rates, were among the day's decliners. Bank of America finished 1.4% lower. Citigroup was down 1.3%. Meanwhile, Delta shares were up 2.7%. The airline raised its fourth quarter profit outlook, saying travel demand remains strong. Carvana was also higher, ending the day up 8.9% to snap a losing streak. Analysts at Citi say the online vehicle marketplace could benefit from growing consumer desire for online car shopping. Carvana shares are down 98% this year, driven by concerns over the company's debt and liquidity. And Tesla slipped to a two-year low, extending a sell-off driven by investor worries over CEO Elon Musk's involvement with Twitter. Shares of Tesla closed the day down 2.6% at $156.80. The decline in Tesla stock this year has wiped out more than $100 billion in Musk's net worth. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.